T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. And a good morning to you. I'm Nathan Roberts. Our top local story, the Omicron variant, it's running wild here in Southern California, leading to a huge surge in COVID cases. L.A. County reporting nearly 10,000 new cases today. And officials fear it could get worse with families getting together inside for the holidays. The good news for now is the number of hospitalizations. It is holding steady. Have you been fortunate enough to find virus quick tests? They will make holiday events safer, but long-term, they challenge efforts to accurately track new infections.
In tracking coronavirus spread, exactly how valuable are those store-bought COVID-19 rapid tests? In advance of holiday gatherings, negative results do give reasonable assurance to the group that's testing that they're COVID-free for about 10 hours. But people who test positive often don't report it to health officials.
The consequences of not reporting it is the number of cases is going to be artificially low, and it could alter the way we respond to what's going on in our community.
That is Dr. John Schwartzberg at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health, and he tells KNX News it is becoming more valuable, in his opinion, to track COVID-positive results from hospitals, tests done on their patients. They test patients pre-admission for basically any type of procedure. Those results are reported to health officials. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband spending both Christmas and New Year's at their home here in Los Angeles. Harris flew in Wednesday night, just a day after coming into close contact with a staffer who later tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesperson says the vice president herself has tested negative twice since then and will be retested again today. There have been concerns about both her and President Biden after a number of White House staffers and members of Congress tested positive in recent days. The Omicron variant, it is being blamed at least partially for a rash of last-minute flight cancellations, Christmas Eve cancellations, some travelers heading to LAX hoping for the best.
Early on, there were hundreds of cancellations in the U.S. and more than 2,000 around the world, not to mention more than 6,000 flight delays. Some airlines say the Omicron variant is having a dramatic effect on airline staffing. Joe Brancatelli is a business travel expert.
The problem is it seems to be an outbreak of the Omicron variant at various pilot organizations.
And various airlines, plus it's tough to replace pilots. But on the other side of the coin,
we're hearing that a lot of passengers are canceling because they're testing positive or choosing not to fly.
A Glendale man heading to France and Italy thinks his outbound flight is okay, but what about the return?
That's kind of been lingering in the back of our heads. Hopefully that won't be an issue.
He'll find out in about 2 weeks when he tries to fly home at LAX. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Back to the subject of the weather. The rain will ease up as the day moves on.
Well, the radar looks a lot more behaved today than it did yesterday. We've got a wet and cool Christmas weekend unfolding for Southern California. We're kind of finishing up business with a front marching on through today. The bigger rains are east of us now. Radar showing the heaviest rains here late morning across Riverside, pushing east away from us. There have been a couple of lightning strikes. Not many, but a couple out there. We'll be more kind of in and out of the shower chances for today. Rainfall totals today a lot less than yesterday. We're in the 50s this afternoon, low 50s tonight. More showers late Christmas afternoon, high temps in the mid-50s, and snow levels dropping this weekend down to around 3,000 feet by Sunday. That could impact the grapevine for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore, KNX News 97.1 FM.
People living in the Bonfire Burn Scar area in Orange County dealing with mandatory evacuation orders for the second time in as many weeks. The rain has brought flash flood warnings, even a mudslide in Silverado Canyon. That's near the intersection of Silverado Canyon Road and Olive Drive. The orders went into effect last night at 8 o'clock. This woman has lived in the area for 30 years.
Last week I got them just finished digging. So Yeah, not ready for another one, and especially on Christmas.
But here it is. Residents encouraged to shelter with friends and family or at a local hotel, but there is a Red Cross shelter available. It is at the Lake Forest Sports Park. An investigation has started into the deaths of two people found inside of a car that was submerged in a flooded underpass in the Bay Area. There was heavy rain there yesterday in Millbrae, where firefighters got a call about flooding. They found a person on top of one car. San Mateo County Sheriff's Detective Javier Acosta says the firefighters rescued that person, and then they found the second car.
The situation became very dangerous for firefighters, first responders. The water was rising rapidly. They had to retreat for their own safety. After the water receded, after we had the water pumped out, we located two vehicles. And one vehicle, unfortunately, had two deceased persons in it.
Acosta says it isn't clear how the people in the car got stuck in the flooded area and why they were not able to escape. Each year, more homeless people die from hypothermia and exposure to the elements here in Los Angeles than in New York City. So on the rare occasion that a strong winter storm hits Southern California, the estimated 50,000 people who live on the streets just do not have it easy. Theo Henderson, who is himself homeless and hosts a podcast called We the Unhoused, described to KNX what he saw on the streets last night.
Last night, I seen a couple out in the pouring rain, a deaf couple out in the pouring rain. I have seen families with six children out there, two infants, two to four that's out in the rain. I've seen, particularly last night, there was a lot of uptick of elderly people that have been out here displaced. One, I suspect, has either pneumonia or a heavy cold. He had nothing. He had no tent. He had no blanket. He literally was out into the elements and without us providing food and clothing and things for that for him to survive.
Henderson says while there are winter shelters open, there are never enough beds and no walk-in option for people to claim beds when it is actually raining.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.